Welcome to the All Things Cultivated Podcast. I am your host, Sharonda Berry, registered nurse turned holistic health and wellness coach, here to help you cultivate a Christ-centered life of health, wealth, and wholeness. Get ready to find your self-worth, to set healthy boundaries, stop living in fear, foster healthy relationships with man and money, all while having a good time doing it. Let's dive in. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast, guys. It has been a long time, about 14 months to be exact. Yeah, 14 months, a little over a year. Oh my goodness, it has been that long. My, oh my, how time flies. And as you may have noticed, especially if you're one of the, well, only if you're one of those A1s since day ones, you'll notice that right off the bat, a few things have changed, right? Number one, we are no longer the Cultivating Vegan Podcast. The name has changed. We are All Things Cultivated. That's right. All Things Cultivated. The name change came about due to the endless comments and questions I would receive on veganism. People, you know, sending in emails or DMs or seeing me in public, they're like, when are you going to talk about being a vegan? When are you going to talk about veganism? When are you going to talk about a veganism? When are you going to give us some recipes? When are you going to do the XYZ? And while I don't mind answering questions or discussing the topic of veganism, my podcast title was merely a description of myself and not so much of what the podcast was about. And I feel this confused my audience. I constantly had to explain to, you know, the listeners that this podcast is not a vegan podcast. Yes, it was not a vegan podcast. Yes, I was vegan, but no, I did not at that time, nor at this time, want to discuss veganism in every episode, nor do I want to discuss veganism every single month. In actuality, it was just a mere description of who I was as an individual. But I was new to podcasting, and it was a bit over a year into podcasting that I learned that the name of the podcast should tell the audience what they should expect. Right. Thus, the name change. You know, people thinking the Cultivated Vegan. Oh, OK. So she is going to be discussing all things veganism. Nah. And I did say in here, yes, I was vegan. So I no longer identify as vegan, if that makes sense. I hate when people say identify as, but I don't identify as vegan anymore, simply because veganism is more than a diet. It's a lifestyle. And once I myself became educated on the topic, I realized that a lot of my actions and things that I practice did not live up to a vegan lifestyle. So I don't consider myself vegan anymore out of respect to it. And I know we love, especially this generation, we love to take a definition of a thing and then change it up to fit our personal narrative. Like, you know, and I felt like I was doing the same thing with veganism. I took a topic or a title and just decided to be like, oh, well, that's not my definition of it. In actuality, that is the definition of it. Regardless of what I feel about the matter, Monday is Monday. And Monday is Monday. I can't get up on a Monday and then start calling it Tuesday and say, oh, well, my definition of Monday is this Tuesday, right? And our society is full of that these days. But that's what I was doing with veganism. So I consider myself more plant-based, or I consider myself plant-based and not vegan, simply because I wear leather. I sometimes, if something is on sale, I'll still buy leather. I follow a plant-based lifestyle. And so then too, I also learned that veganism doesn't necessarily mean healthy. And I am definitely focusing on health this this season of my life. And so I feel like because something isn't vegan doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy. But if you're living a vegan lifestyle, you can still be sick. You can still be diabetic. You can still have high blood pressure. You can still be overweight, all of the things. You can still be unhealthy as a vegan, but it's not impossible, but it's not likely to live a plant-based lifestyle and be unhealthy. So I follow a plant-based lifestyle for my health, although it did make me compassionate. The lifestyle does make me compassionate to animals. It does make me compassionate to the earth. And so those are things that I keep in mind, trying to keep a really low carbon footprint and trying to be as green and as natural as possible. I don't consider myself vegan, and I am plant-based. That's another reason for the name change. Like I said, so I didn't want to discuss veganism about every episode. I don't want to discuss veganism every month. There will be episodes in which I do discuss it, but I am more so here for women's holistic health. Okay, so I approach female health from a holistic approach by teaching everyone that healthy is more than how much you weigh, and it's more than what size you wear. We must be healthy physically, we must be healthy mentally, and most of all, spiritually, with a emphasis on spiritually. The second thing that has changed about the podcast is the intro music. So I want to shout out to Juvember. That's my son. No, his name is not Juvember. That's his producer tag. Please don't send me a DM asking me why I named my son Juvember. He got the name from his grandmother. One of her wonderful Southern sayings. Down here. So he just loves it when she says something in reference to Juvember. Anytime she knows she's not going to do anything, she'll tell you when Juvember comes, I'll do that, or wait until Juvember comes. So then you know it's not going to happen. Okay. So he uses that as his producer tag. So shout out to Juvember for producing this original sound piece. And then third is a video component and live podcasting, which I'm almost tickled because today is an audio podcast. There's no video components in today, and I'm definitely not live. But that is something that's going to be changing in this upcoming season. So I introduced a video component last year, and although I didn't see a big change in the numbers and it did make me uncomfortable, I still plan to implement that again. Now, where have I been? Long story short, God made me sit down, and in my rough caddy voice, sat down somewhere. Go and sat down somewhere. Yeah, God made me sit down. And let me say it again for the people in the back. God made me sat down. It is my goal to be as transparent as I possibly can during the process of podcasting, not to put on a facade of the perfect life where I know all things and everything is peaches and cream and roses. It was not my desire for this podcast to be a hobby. So let me just say that it was a vessel by which to reach God's daughters and equip, inspire, and educate them along their journey. I realized that this could be a way of making income. So my ultimate desire was for this to become my full-time job. But guess what? The numbers were not numbering, okay? The downloads didn't download, and no income was to be seen. So what I was doing, I found myself playing that numbers game and began to prioritize income over impact. Mm-hmm. I like that. I started to prioritize income over impact. And after all, you don't need a lot of people. You just need the right people. Ask my boy Gideon. Okay. He was headed to battle with 32,000 people, but ended up with just 300. And he still, somebody say still, the boy still came home victorious. Amen. But I didn't think I could be victorious with those small numbers that I was doing. I wasn't getting any likes on social media. I wasn't getting very many clicks, not very many downloads. So what I did was begin tampering with the process outside of the will of God, trying to make the titles more tantalizing, wanting them to be pleasing to the eye. I didn't feel at the time that I was diluting his message, but apparently I was, unbeknownst to myself. I began pandering to my audience, to an audience of itchy ears, not necessarily my audience, but just to people with itchy ears. It didn't help that I received my very first review on Apple that was negative. The first review I got was negative and someone accused me of being fat phobic, and I tried my best to shake that off. But it, baby, that review took me over the river and through the woods, and I still didn't end up at grandma's house. God then allowed me to see that I was too concerned with the opinions of man to be of any use to him. I'm going to have to repeat that. God allowed me to see that I was too concerned with the opinions of man to be any use to him, because you cannot please God and man. Somebody is going to be upset. And I've learned over this last year that you do not want it to be God. So with that being said, an apology is in order. And so I'm going to apologize. I apologize for trying to offer you something in the name of God that was not inspired for him. I apologize for promoting new age beliefs such as manifestations, the idea that you too can be a God with a small g, right? For promoting yoga, shadow work, sage, all of those things. I don't participate in that, and nor do I condone them. So I apologize. But most of all, I publicly apologize and I repent for publicly claiming to be a mouthpiece of God while refusing to consult him for the words that were proceeding out of my mouth. How can I be his mouthpiece without consulting him for the word? The truth is, sometimes, you know what? No, not even sometimes. Most of the time, speaking the truth will create uncomfortable situations. Speaking the truth will cause you not to be liked. Speaking the truth will cause you not to be popular. And in the process, you're going to lose some friends. You may lose some family. You may lose some business connections. You may lose some followers. You may lose some views. However, you may even lose some profit. Because speaking God's truth is not profitable at all times. However, what does it profit a man if he gains the world, but at the end of the day, he loses his soul? So moving forward, we will cover all things cultivated, mind, body, and spirit. We will keep the posture of a student while always seeking godly wisdom and be servant leaders over here. I forgot that this podcast was here to serve women. I was just like trying to figure out, how can I start getting some money? How can I start getting some money? What can I say out here that's going to start people to clicking and buying and liking and sharing so that I can get some money? I forgot that this podcast is here to serve, to provide tools needed to cultivate confidence, to help women walk in authenticity, and to help women foster healthy relationships both vertically and horizontally. Horizontally with family, friends, coworkers, all of that, but most importantly, vertically with our Creator. Now, with all of that being said, I'm not just back, I'm better. I like that. I'm not just back, I'm better. I'm not just better, I'm blessed. And it is a good thing. Somebody say good thing. It is a good thing to be blessed. Biblically translated, it's fully satisfied, receiving God's favor regardless of the circumstances. And that's what everybody should be aspiring to. So, pretty much that's it. This is a short episode just to say I'm back. Podcasts will move forward from here with new episodes dropping every Wednesday on all the platforms where podcasts can be found. And before I leave, I sort of have a surprise for y'all. I am now a published author. Let me get some applause in here. I am now a published author. Scream it out, girl. I am a published author. That's right. I've created a 30-day devotional journal called The Cultivated Woman. 30 days. It's a 30-day journal designed to empower, inspire, and guide you toward a life filled with purpose, joy, and fearless living. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, it was sort of like an out-of-body experience, because when I go back and I look through the journal, I don't even remember writing it. I was like, did I write that? Did I see this? Did I say that? Because it's not going to be in this episode, but I will share like what the last 90 days of my life has been like. Man, I'll say this. This journal was birthed while I was unemployed. That's all I'm going to say. So me talking about faith and believing God and trusting God. And like, I was at one of my lowest states in life. Going through one of my lowest seasons when this journal was birthed. So I feel like looking back, reading it, it was everything that I was going through. It was very difficult to write it. I just feel like each day God was speaking to me, and whatever he said at that time, what I needed at that day, I wrote it down. And that's why I see pictures of myself on every page, even though it's technically not a picture of me on every page. Once you buy the journal, you'll see, you know, it's just pictures of like African-American women, but it's like pictures of me on every page, or something that I was going through on every page. I now see my life through this journal, and you can get your copy at Amazon, but I do encourage you to go to my website, newberryhealth.com/shop. That's newberry.com/shop, and get your 30-day devotional journey called The Cultivated Woman. And if you use the coupon code I am back, you'll get free shipping. That's because you don't get free shipping at Amazon. So please go to the website and get it. Go to the website and get it, newberryhealth.com/shop. Get the journal. Buy one for yourself. Let's all be blessed. Let me be honest. I'll be blessed by you purchasing it. You'll be blessed by the words on the page. Pick up an extra one for somebody else. It's $14.95 in Amazon. It's $12.95 on the website. And you get free shipping if you buy it from my website and use the code word I am back. Also, I'm going to link I'm going to put a link in the show notes. So, yeah. But if you buy from Amazon, leave a 5-star review. Okay? So that's it. With that being said, I'm going to head on out of here. I thank you so much for tuning in on today. And until next time, and if you enjoyed today's podcast, please subscribe and share this episode. Then also leave a good review wherever you listen to this episode from. Leave a good review. I have some good things that I'm going to be doing for my listeners who leave reviews. Drop me a DM. Come to find me on social media. I am All Things Cultivated everywhere. And then buy at least 5 copies of my new devotional. Invite over 4 avocados. That's right. Invite 4 avocados over to your home, and then you guys start a book club. Until next time. Thanks for listening. I pray that the information shared on today's episode was both valuable and life-changing. Feel free to follow me on social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Rumble. Also, if you wish to financially support the podcast, links to Patreon and Buy Me a Coffee are in the show notes. And please don't forget to subscribe and share. Bye!